technology that we've talked about in the past, using moisture sensors to plan, not only understand what moisture we have available in the soil, but also what the plant is needing and what it is using, and being able to apply our irrigations based on what that plant needs at that given time. We've started implementing more and more variable rate irrigation on corn fields across the area, and just you'll start to realize that we've got a lot more variability across the farm, even though it may look flat, than maybe what we once thought. And we've been able to characterize that through some of our EC mapping that we've done, and been able to split these fields into, you know, 5 or 6 different zones, and be able to offset maybe some prevailing south winds that we tend to have, different soil types, different elevations, just trying to maximize the water usage on the entire farm and put it where it needs to be. And we may have spots in the field that are lower yielding, so maybe we don't need to be putting as many inputs into that one part of the field, whereas another part of the field, maybe we're not reaching our full potential because, you know, we're not putting enough inputs on it, whether it be, you know, water, fertilizer, seed, you know, any of those kind of things. So that's part of what we're doing. We're also implementing satellite and aerial imagery this year into our management program to be able to understand, you know, what are some of those different spots in the field doing, and being able to adjust our irrigation strategy based on that, as well as, you know, identify any other issues that might be going on, whether it be insects or disease or, you know, compaction issues or those kind of things that we can see through that technology before we can see it with our naked eye. So we can kind of head off the issue. And so this is some of the technology that we've incorporated for this upcoming growing season.